This program is about real crime cases. I'm Darian. Please listen carefully. You may have the key to help solve a crime and collect a substantial reward for your information.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way.
We'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Generic Sildenafil allows you to save up to $650 on Viagra. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 50 generic Sildenafil pills for just $99. Call 800-590-0443. That's 800-590-0443. Again, 800-590-0443.
32-year-old Crystal Grebinger was last seen on February 8th, shortly after leaving Faith House, a woman's shelter located in Lafayette, Louisiana. Her family said no one has seen or heard from her since. The case remains under investigation, and there are no persons of interest in connection with this case. Since her disappearance, the mother of four has missed court dates and scheduled visits with her children. Relatives said they hope that offering a cash reward will be an incentive for someone with information on her whereabouts to come forward. Court records show Grebinger filed for divorce from her husband, Sean Grebinger, on January 14th. According to court documents, Sean is alleged to have twice violated a protective order his wife filed against him a week before she filed for divorce. There's an active warrant for his arrest on those charges. There is currently a $10,000 reward for information that would lead to her safe return. Anyone with information about Grebinger's disappearance is asked to call the Lafayette Police or contact me at realcrimecases.com.